This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
People will be riding their way across British Columbia on Sunday, June 23, 2013, to support programs for women and families experiencing mental health challenges. Ride, Don't Hide is a community bike ride hosted by the Canadian Mental Health Association with the goal of strengthening and supporting the mental health of women and their families. The community event is a ride, not a race, with routes designed for riders of all ages and abilities, from novice rider to the advanced cyclist. Regardless of distance, participants will travel a route supported from start to finish with rest stops, water to fuel the journey, and fans to cheer them on. The ride takes place Sunday, June 23, 2013, in 13 cities throughout British Columbia, as well as one ride in York Region, Ontario. The Mid-Vancouver Island event will be held in Nanaimo, beginning at Maffeo Sutton Park. We're joined in the studio now by Gwen Vonox, an organizer with the Ride Don't Hide event in Nanaimo.
Welcome to People First Radio, Gwen.
Thank you.
Gwen, tell us something about the background for this particular event. It's called Ride Don't Hide. Where and when did it begin?
It began with Michael Schrader. He was a Vancouver school teacher and newspaper columnist, and he embarked on a global journey, and he cycled 40,000 kilometers crossing six continents, visiting 33 countries to bring attention and awareness to the stigma surrounding mental health.
And when did that happen? When did he do
that? It was in 2010, August 1st, 2010, that he started.
I see. And so then did the event was inspired, I guess, by his journey.
Yes, it was. It was inspired by the journey, and the CMHA decided this year to hold the first annual Shoppers Drug Mart Ride Don't Hide event.
So this is the first annual, and it's never really been done before?
It hasn't been done with the CMHA. There was one done in Vancouver a few years, but this year it's being done all over British Columbia and in York.
Okay, and now the gentleman you mentioned just a little bit earlier, the fellow who first undertook this lengthy journey, will he be participating in the actual Ride Don't Hide event itself this year?
Yes, he will, in Vancouver.
I see. That's nice. Why is this event important to the communities in which it takes place?
It's important in the communities because we're showing support for our own people, for our community members, and it might be our friends, it might be our family, it might be our coworkers, it might be someone we know that has mental illness, and when we're riding, we're showing support and we're helping them as a community.
Now, how many communities will host a Ride Don't Hide event on Sunday?
There's 13 communities in British Columbia and then one in Ontario.
Is there a hope that this will go national eventually, that it will happen in perhaps every province and territory in the country?
Yes, I'm sure that we're hoping that'll happen. I'm sure next year it'll grow and it'll just keep growing.
Now, I went to the website, ridedonthide.com, I believe it is. And I encountered some stories from, I guess you might say, some of the, well, I was going to say star cyclists, but some of the people that have shared their personal stories and are going to be participating in Ride Don't Hide and are inviting sponsorship from individuals for their ride. Victoria Maxwell shared a personal story on the website, and she writes the following, and Gwen, I'd just like to read this out. Being part of Ride Don't Hide has brought back memories of when I first learned to ride a bike. I needed help from others to get me from my four-wheel yellow choo-choo riding toy to my tricycle, to my beloved floral banana seat with fantastic streamers and ape hanger handlebars bike with training wheels, then to the coveted no training wheels experience with the same bike. My road to recovery, however you define recovery, from mental illness has been the same. I didn't do it alone. My parents, a close friend, good doctors, nurses, support groups, and programs at the Canadian Mental Health Association North and West Vancouver branch, job coaches, vocational rehabilitation workers, and open-minded employers all helped me get back on my feet. Without them, I wouldn't have been able to do it, and I still rely on support from others to help me maintain my wellness. Gwen, I'm wondering if you could tell us more about the actual programs that the funds raised by this ride will support.
Okay, we have several programs in Nanaimo that the CMHA has. The first one, there's a homeless outreach program, which provides a public access point for homeless individuals in our community. It's a place where you can go and have showers, computers to use for housing and employment searches. There's resources to help people, to assist them in finding safe and affordable housing and support. We also have the Phoenix Center. It's a clubhouse for people to come to get support, learn new skills, do job searches, have a healthy lunch, and to socialize and interact with other members. There's also a Peppermill Frozen Meals program. And this one is where there's people who have mental illness can go there. And it's like a pre-vocational training program for cooking meals, and then also the meals are sold to individuals who have moved from homelessness into having a home from the transition so that they can purchase the meals. And there's a housing program, the Wesley Street facility and the Old Balmoral Hotel. Their facilities, their housing units to give supported, safe, affordable housing to individuals who previously were homeless. And these are the programs offered in Nanaimo, but there's also programs, it's the Mid-Island branch of the Canadian Mental Health Association. So there's programs also offered in Parksville and Courtney.
Now, that it sounds to me as though the funds raised locally will stay in the local community to support, or the Mid-Island region in this case, to support programs in that region. Is that the case, generally speaking?
Yes, it is. And that's why it's so important to support our community, because we are supporting people that actually live here. So it's our friends, it's our family, it's people who are in our area.
Now, the Ride Don't Hide event is described as focusing on the needs of women and families. And that's literally kind of the description of it. Tell us about that. Why is it focused on the needs of, quote unquote, women and families?
Well, it is true that the money raised goes to support our women's mental health programs. The CMHA has been dedicated to mental health for all since 1918. And here in BC, we provide a wide array of mental health advocacy and education programs. In BC, there were 82 of the 82,000 people that we work with annually, 70% of them were women. So there is a special need to find ways to fund our programs for women. Ride Don't Hide is one way of doing that. While Shoppers Drug Mart Ride Don't Hide is raising money for women's mental health programs, the ride itself is for everyone. And it is after Michael Schrader that we are, that this ride is has been developed from his vision. And so it is for everyone.
Gwen, how can people participate in Ride Don't Hide?
To ride in the event, you can go to www.ridedonthide.com until Friday night at 5:30. And after that time, you can register in person by coming down to Maffeo Sutton Park on Sunday, June 23rd. It's starting at 9:15 in the morning for the registration. And another way to participate is to donate money to someone who's riding in the event, or just to make a donation to the CMHA through our website.
Now, in terms of doubling down on the details, if somebody missed all that and was listening and thinks, I haven't got my pen handy, they can go to ridedonthide.com, correct?
Right. If you just put in Ride Don't Hide, it'll come up, and you just go on to the website and then just go on to the Mid-Island branch. It says Nanaimo right beside it, and then you'll be on the right ride in the right community.
Gwen, is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today?
I'd just say that I'm really excited about this event this Sunday, and as a community, I think if we work together, we can change the face of mental health, and we can support all the community members. Thank you.
Thanks very much for taking the time to come in and join us.
Gwen Von Arks is an organizer with the Ride Don't Hide event in Nanaimo. You can find out more about this fundraiser for the Canadian Mental Health Association online at ridedonthide.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.